immanence, a quality of consciousness. Year after year, in our association meetings, one dominant note has prevailed: the immanence of God, or the immanence of mind, or the immanence of consciousness. As we are emphasizing consciousness today, we shall endeavor to reveal the immeasurable value of the quality of immanence in consciousness. Parenthetically, immanent means remaining or operating within the subject considered, indwelling, inherent, subjective, according to Webster. Immanence is a distinct quality of consciousness that must be discerned and understood and practiced by us in order to have results in the practice of Christian Science. Because of this characteristic of immanence, the One Consciousness states and perpetually cognizes His own acts and His own being, and there is no other being. Because of this quality of immanence, we are proving through Christian Science that everything exists in infinity. Everything that has ever existed or will ever exist was in the beginning inherent or indwelling within consciousness subjectively. When we speak of man and the universe as subjective, we mean that the universe and man, as effect or manifestation, is one and the same with its cause, and that the universe and man is inherent or indwelling within its cause here and now. That is, when we see the universe and man, we see God, cause in effect as expression. Because of this quality of immanence, which means that everything known is subjective, we understand that consciousness cannot produce or be anything beyond himself or apart from himself. Therefore, everything, regardless of appearance, is God, good, eternal, indestructible, whole, now. All things, all conditions, all events, when correctly understood, are what consciousness is conscious of as himself. And whatever these things, conditions, or events are in their conscious identity, individual consciousness or individual man is that. There is nothing outside or beside or unlike or other than the One Conscious Mind. He is all-inclusive, and the universe and man are held within this One Consciousness. When we understand that the One Infinite Consciousness is forever disclosing Himself to Himself as what He is, and He is all, and what this all is in conscious identity, we realize that that is individual consciousness or individual man. There is no one outside of or beside consciousness, to whom consciousness could disclose himself. We understand that what consciousness is or does is done wholly within himself, and is wholly of himself, and is wholly himself. We, as students of Christian Science, should understand that immanence is the unfailing characteristic of consciousness that holds all that consciousness is within itself, inherently and subjectively and forever. Let us consider the quality in consciousness that we experience humanly as health. This quality of health dwells subjectively within its cause, God. Since health was in the beginning with consciousness, and remains forever in oneness and sameness with its original conscious cause, then health cannot be impaired or lost or fail. Since the quality of health in the one infinite consciousness cannot be impaired or lost or fail, because it is subjectively in consciousness, then the conscious identity of health, which is the individual's consciousness, cannot be impaired or lost or fail. The individual's consciousness of health is the showing forth of the conscious identity of the one consciousness. Because of the quality of immanence, we have never been apart from or unlike our Maker. Our Maker, or true consciousness, has always held each one within himself subjectively. Since this is true, were we ever born? Since we are a subjective state of our Maker, we were never subject to death. It is well that we understand these things. Since man and the universe are within consciousness, subjectively, and are disclosed as his conscious presence and substance, can man or the universe be a medium for sin, disease, or death? The qualities of sin, disease, and death, not being inherent in consciousness, and not being held subjectively within consciousness, cannot therefore exist in his conscious manifestation, man and the universe. Since cause or consciousness is not conscious of sin, disease, or death, then man and the universe cannot be conscious of, subject to, or aware of these falsities. Since everything that exists is indwelling, or is subjectively in its cause or consciousness, and is in oneness and sameness with its cause or consciousness, then where do fear and weariness, and unhappiness, and poverty, and disease, and dissatisfaction originate? Where do envy and hatred and jealousy originate? Where do the claims of influenza and high blood pressure originate? Where do fever and pain and inflammation begin? Where and how does a personality originate? How can a personality subject to birth, age, and death fill space? How and where do evil and matter hold sway? There is but one answer to these startling questions. Since these qualities are not inherent in or held subjectively in God, mind, consciousness, the only cause, they cannot be the experience of man and the universe. Therefore, sin, disease, and death never did originate, and they are unknown. They do not exist at all. As Christian Scientists, we should strive diligently to perceive and understand the immanence of consciousness, and we should keep on striving until consciously we approximate that state of consciousness wherein there is no imperfection at all. Creation, subjective to the Creator. The word creator, as generally used, is often misleading. It usually implies that all existing things are apart and unlike their creator, instead of being in oneness and sameness with him. As generally used, creator implies that there was a time when things did not exist, and later a time when things were brought into existence. In fact, there never was a time when there was no creation. Never a time when the Creator was less than infinite, less than fully developed, less than complete, less than eternally finished. The one great Creator, God, mind, consciousness, has ever existed and ever expressed himself in perfect harmony as man and the universe. Because the whole of creation exists subjectively in the Creator consciously guides, governs, protects, preserves, and sustains every existing thing. Every existing thing lives, moves, and has being in him subjectively. Since God, mind, consciousness, the creator of all things, is holy and eternally good, then creation, being coexistent with and subjectively within the Creator, must likewise be holy and eternally good, without beginning and without end. So-called destructive beliefs could not possibly be within divine consciousness subjectively, which is wholly good and eternal. Therefore, such beliefs never had a beginning. They are unknown in consciousness and are not in his conscious identity, man.